Friends, good morning.
各位弟兄姐妹，早安。
Welcome to our Sunday service for our retreat.
感谢主，我们今天就是主日敬拜了，我们的家庭特休会主日。
This is a very special one.
这是一个很特别的主日敬拜。
Because we're not just worshiping God and hearing the word.
因为我们不只是在这里敬拜神，还有聆听神的话语。
It's not also just the first Sunday of the month where we have communion.
也不是就是像我们每一个第一个主日都会一起守圣餐。
But we're going to even have baptism today.
但是我们今天还有洗礼。
So this is such a special morning for us.
所以今天真的是一个非常特别的主日。
And so I will be giving the word this morning.
今天佳牧师会讲道。
Pastor Tiffany is going to translate.
我会翻译成中文。
And Pastor Chang is going to conduct the baptism and the Holy Communion.
张牧师会主持我们的圣餐还有洗礼。
So let's go into the Word.
所以我们现在先来读圣经。
So today's passage we're going to read is going to be from Numbers chapter 11, verse 24 to 30.
所以我们今天要读的经文在民数记的第十一章第二十四节到第三十节。
Numbers chapter 11, verse 24 to 30.
民数记的第十一章第二十四到第三十节，在旧约啊，比较前面一点啊。
Yes, it's the first fourth book.
民数记的第十一章第二十四节到第三十节。
Yes. Numbers chapter 11, verse 24 to 30. Okay, I will read it in English, and then Pastor Tiffany will read in Chinese first.
我们先读英文，然后我们再读中文。
So friends, if you could read with me, please read. We love when people got to read together.
如果你可以一起读的话，我们最好一起读，好吗？
Yes. So where Lord says this in Numbers 11, verse 24. So Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord, and he gathered 70 men of the elders of people and placed them around the tent. Then the Lord came down with a cloud and spoke to him and took some of the spirit that was on him and put it on the 70 elders. As soon as the spirit rested on them, they prophesied.But they did not continue doing it. Now the two men remained in camp, one named Eldad, the other one named Medad, and the spirit rested on them. And they were among those registered, but they did not gone out to the tents. So they prophesied in the camp. And a young man ran and told Moses, Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp. And Joshua, the son of Nun, the assistant of Moses from his youth, said, My Lord Moses, stop them. But Moses said to him, Are you jealous for my sake?With that, all the people of the Lord were prophets, that the Lord would put his spirit on them, and Moses and the elders of Israel returned to the camp. Friends, this is the word of the Lord.
Amen. 好，我们一起来读民数记的第十一章第二十四节到第三十节。如果你有圣经，我们一起来读。摩西出去，将耶和华的话告诉百姓，又召聚百姓的长老中七十个人来，使他们站在灰幕的四围。耶和华在云中降临，对摩西说话，把降与他身上的灵分赐那七十个长老。灵停在他们身上的时候，他们就受感说话，以后却没有再说。但有两个人仍在营里，一个名叫伊利达，一个名叫米达。他们本是在那些被掳的人中，却没有到会幕那里。神灵停在他们身上，他们就在营里说预言。有个少年人跑来告诉摩西说，伊利达、米达在营里说预言。摩西的帮手嫩的儿子约书亚，就是摩西所拣选的一个人，说：“请我主摩西禁止他们。”摩西对他们说：“你为我的缘故嫉妒人吗？唯愿耶和华的百姓都受感说话，愿耶和华把他的灵降在他们身上。”于是摩西和以色列的长老都回到营里去。这是神的话语。
Amen. Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Gracious Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this weekend.
仁慈的父神，我们谢谢主，让我们有这一个退休会。
Lord, we thank you, Lord, for giving us your presence during this whole time.
主啊，我们谢谢主，你的灵的同在啊，与我们在一起。
Lord, and as we hear your word, Lord, may it sink into our heart.
主啊，当我们聆听到主的话语的时候，求主也让这一些话语进到我们的心中。
And so that we would be your people filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以我们是你的被你的灵充满的百姓。
Not just this one time, but Lord, when we go back home.
不是只有一次，乃是让我们回去之后仍旧持续。
So that we can work for your kingdom.
让我们愿意在神的国度当中做很好的善工。
So we pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.So friends, we had this exciting topic this weekend.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们今天我们这一个周末有一个非常非常好的这个主题。
And I hope that you feel equipped and ready when you go back to the world and face this time that we're in.
我们希望当我们回去的时候，我们能够觉得我们被装备了，我们被充满了，我们可以面对现在这一个末后的时代。
And my biggest prayer is I hope that many of us have felt the empowerment of the Holy Spirit last night. We're filled.
我盼望就是昨天晚上大家都是无论是中英文堂都能够感受到被神的灵的充满还有加添我们力量。
We had a great time last night in our English congregation and we had a great debriefing this morning about it.
我们昨天晚上有一个非常好的聚会然后我们感受到圣灵降在我们当中然后我们今天早上也一起做了分享还有见证。
And I hope that in our CM we are the same.
那我相信我们的中文堂也是一样的。
So how many of us feel like we're filled with Spirit this morning?
所以你有被圣灵充满感觉你有感受到圣灵充满的请你举手好吗哦、oh, 好多呀
wow, Very good. Now the challenge when we go home is that we stay in the Spirit.
但现在我们的挑战是当我们回家了以后我们是不是能够仍旧被圣灵充满
Because not everybody gets filled, stays filled always.
因为不是每一个人被圣灵充满之后然后就一直被圣灵充满。
As you can see in the passage read today, 70 elders were filled, but then they stopped.
所以你可以看到像今天的经文当中这70个长老他们一刚开始被圣灵充满受感说话后来就不再说了。
And so if you don't know the context of our story, this is after they left Egypt.
所以你如果知道在这一个这一章里面这一章是他们已经以色列人已经离开了埃及。
They were journeying in the wilderness for a little bit.
他们在旷野当中已经行走了一阵子。
And finally God slowly started to lead them from Sinai to their promised land.
而这个时候正是神带领他们从西乃山一直要进入到迦南地。
And people began to complain because traveling is hard, right? Coming here was hard, right?
百姓就开始抱怨了，因为这个路很难走，非常的艰难。
But worse, I think the provisions that God was giving them no longer they were satisfied with it.
我觉得他是当神对我们的供应，其实神都一直在供应以色列人，但是以色列人在这时候已经不满足神的供应了。
Because when they were traveling the desert, God provided food for them, and manna was supposed to taste like honey, but it didn't taste like that anymore.
当在以色列人在旷野的时候神给他们玛拿做他们的粮食但一刚开始的时候玛拿吃起来像蜂蜜的味道到后来不怎么甜了、yeah. 已经没有那么好吃了
Yeah, they say it tastes like goo, right?
他们已经觉得哦，他已经觉得吃起来好像没有什么味道啊
you guys know what, by the way, do you guys know what manna really means?
你知道玛拿的意思是什么吗
I know we like to call it like we talk about like Revelation hidden manna, right? Our daily bread
我们常常说啊，玛拿，我们每天玛拿，每日灵粮的意思，对不对
？But literally in Hebrew means ma and na means what is this？
但是在希伯来文里面，玛拿这两个字是这是什么的意思
？Yeah, so after a while it became what really is this？
所以过了一阵子，有些别人就哎呀，吃什么呀
？So I get it. So they started complaining. They complained the lack of meat that was not in camp.
所以当他们抱怨的时候，他们抱怨什么？是我们没有肉吃。
And of course, it only took a few people to complain to start a huge riot where everybody starts complaining.
而且你知道，很多时候我们是一小部分的人开始抱怨的时候，大家就开始抱怨了，好像是会传染一样。
And it was here that even Moses started complaining about something.
而且到最后，连摩西也开始抱怨了。
Because he's getting tired of leading these people that just keeps complaining and complaining.
因为摩西真的觉得很疲累，他要带领一群人，然后这群人就是一直抱怨。
And so this is where he tells God, he said, God, just kill me. I'm done. I don't want this anymore.
所以摩西他说什么？主啊，你就让我死了吧！我真的是不要再做这些工作了。
But as you can see in the story of Moses, no one else in the camp could do what he did.
可是当然，在这一个故事里面，我们看到摩西的确在里面有非常重要的角色，其他人是无可取代的。
Think about it. There's other times where you recognize God, like moves and acts.But people refuse to take it on.
所以很多时候我们看到神在我们当中行他的启示，但是其实人的心是抵挡的。
And so because of people's disobedience, God finds someone else to carry on that destiny and call.
那很多时候当我们心里面抗拒的时候，我们不愿意顺服的时候，神也找其他的人来继续他的工作。
But for some reason for Moses, God continued telling him, this is your call.
但是对摩西来说，神却一直告诉摩西说，这个是我对你的呼召。
Yeah, he wasn't ready, he wasn't equipped.
他其实没有预备好，他也没有装备完。
Heck, he killed a guy.
他还杀过人呢。
But somehow when Moses said, Lord, find someone else, God didn't say yes.
但是当摩西说，主啊，你就找别人吧。可是神没有说，好，那我就找别人。
Instead, God responded by saying, I'm going to take your brother along and he's going to help you on this.
但是神的回答是说，你可以来带着你的弟兄亚伦，你们一起去。
So he never dismissed his destiny, his call.
他从来没有取消他的呼召，或是他的神呼召他的道路。Yeah.
But before God responded to complain of the food, God, you see the love that God has for Moses. He addressed Moses' complaint.
所以你看到神对摩西的爱，他也对摩西的这个抱怨做出回应。
And so he told Moses, Moses, gather up your brightest of your bunch and tell them to meet me. I'm going to put my Holy Spirit that's in you in them.
所以神对他说的是，你要集合七十个长老，就是这七十个这个拔尖的啊，七十个长老，我要将你的灵分到他们的身上。
Yeah, so in order so that Moses don't have to carry the burden.
所以摩西不是自己一个人在扛这一个重担。
Yes, or so he thinks.
哦，这他觉得啦。
So, but one of the interesting points of this narrative is, while 72 elders were picked, two of them didn't show up that day.
那也很有意思的是说，他明明有七十个长老被选了，被记录了，但是有两个没来。
But other than love, God still poured on those two.
但是在后面的时候，你看到神的灵还是降在这两个人的身上。
Huh, isn't it kind of countercultural to what we kind of think sometimes?
可是你知道，在我们的文化里面，这好像跟我们想的不太一样啊。
Right, so these two, Eldad and Medad, didn't show up to the party.
所以这两个，这个以利达还有米达，他们没来呀。
No, dads, right? No, no joking, okay.
这个笑话我翻不了。
We have no context of why they didn't show up.
我们不知道他们为什么没有到。
But still, somehow, for some reason, God rested on them and they also prophesied.
但是我们不知道为什么神的灵仍旧降在他们两个身上，他们还是在营中说了预言。
So hey, maybe for the latecomers and no-shows, there's hope for you after all.
所以我们知道，如果你迟到了还是没到了，你还是有盼望的。
As Eldad and Medad began to prophesy, then these kids in the camp, they ratted them out, right? They're like, they go to Moses.
所以这个以利达跟米达在营中他们说预言的时候，这个少年人啊，那年轻人啊，那马上就过去打小报告了。
I don't know why, but if you use your imagination as kids would, writing out some adults, you know what it means.
对，如果你是你想象一下，如果你是一个年轻人啊，然后你去打那个成人的小报告。
You know, perhaps these two weren't the brightest of the bunch.
可能这两个人真不是这七十人当中最聪明的。
You know, sure, they got something enough to qualify them as elders.
这两个可能他的确有过人的地方，所以他可以被选到这七十人当中。
But you can see their character kind of reveals itself by them not showing up.
但是你看他的性格，还有他所做的事情，好像我们也可以看得出来，为什么这两个人怎么还没到在营里面。
And as you can see, the kids use this opportunity to call them out because they're probably mean people or something. The kids use this time to call them out to Moses.
Oh, so, 少年人就抓了这个机会打了他们的小报告。
But however, they still prophesied.
可是无论如何，这两个人还是受感说话了。
It's countercultural to think about this because a lot of us, we come with this assumption.
所以这跟我们所生长的环境还有我们所习惯的这个文化有点不同。
Because always the assumption is often God only blesses those who actually earn it.
因为在我们的观念里面，我们觉得神只会祝福那个他值得的人，或是他能够 赢得神祝福的人。
But somehow God still poured down on these two.
但是神仍旧将他灵分给这两个。
It's something that boggles some of our minds, doesn't it?
这有时候真的它挑战我们的想法还有我们的心。
That's not fair.
我们觉得这没有很公平。
But often we forget that our performance means nothing in the kingdom.
但是我们要记得，很多时候我们自己的表现还有我们的成就，是在神的国里面并没有那么重要啊。
Because it's really all about Jesus and His performance for us.
因为最重要，因为重要的什么是耶稣基督在十字架上面所做的工作，那才是重要。
Because what He has done has covered all the wrongful doings and sins that we have done.
因为耶稣基督他承担我们的罪。罪孽还有重担，所以他做了那所有的工。
We're gonna celebrate so many people's baptism today.
我们今天要为很多位施洗。
Because they have been interviewed and we have recognized that they recognize they can't do this alone and Christ alone is their salvation.
因为他们我们在之前的时候都给他们面试，我们的长执会、我们的牧者都给他们面试，然后我们都承认他们所受到。他们知道不是因为他们自己能够得救，而是耶稣基督他的工作，他在十字架上面的救恩，让这些人能够得救。
And as each and every one of us say yes to Him, we are His beloved sons and daughters.
当我们愿意接受耶稣基督的时候，我们就成为耶稣基督，我们就会成为神的儿女。
I think a lot of us we forget that after a while being Christians.
其实我们有的时候当基督徒久了，我们就忘了。
And life seems to be about proving that point.
很多时候我们觉得当基督徒久了我们就觉得好了我们现在要努力表现我们是好的儿女。
We feel like we have to prove that we deserve salvation and eternal life.
我们需要去证明哎呀我值得神的救恩。我可以赢得神的救恩。
Isn't that why? Like think about the story of the rich young ruler in Mark.
哦、oh, ，想想看，在马可福音里面的这个富有的这个少年人。
Yeah, he was worried and concerned. He's like, I did everything.
他觉得他我在十诫里面我都做了，我都守了诫命了。
And Jesus would still give him three more things.
那可是耶稣基督说了三项。
He says, you gotta sell everything, give it to the poor, and follow me.
他说你要变卖所有的，你要分给贫穷人，然后你要来跟随我。
It's when you think you can do more.God says, okay, there's more.
所以当这个人觉得说哎呀我都做了我都做了然后神说这一些更多的那你要做吗你可以做吗
and Paul argues this, and he says, that's what the law is pointing towards.
而保罗说这个就是这个律法所带给我们的。
Because it's to recognize that we cannot do it on our own abilities.
让我们看到我们没有办法守这样子的律法我们没有办法做这全部的。这个要求。
It's like he writes in Romans 4 is that think about how Abraham is counted as righteous.
所以他在罗马书第四章的时候想想看亚伯拉罕神称他为义人啊。
It wasn't because he was doing.
但是不是因为亚伯拉罕他做了什么称为义。
But because he believed that God has promised him this great inheritance that it's going to happen.
而是当他相信神给他这样子的应许，他有这样子的应许的时候，他就成义。
So he put his faith in God.
所以他把他的信心放在神的身上。
And so if we put our faith in God and say, yes, Christ died for me and I am going to go where he has prepared a place for me.
如果我们相信神，我们相信耶稣基督为我们的罪死在十字架上，而且有一天他为了我们预备地方，我们要与他在同在。
Then we'll stop doing to prove.Then we'll stop doing to prove, and more of our actions and abilities is to go and spread the gospel.
那我们就会停止，我们就不再会觉得说，好，我们要用我们的好行为去赢得救恩，或是赢得奖赏，而我们知道我们是靠着我们的信心能够得到救恩。
And importantly, if we understand grace and forgiveness, then how can we judge anyone else who doesn't deserve the Holy Spirit?
而当我们本身承受了神的接受了神的恩惠还有恩典是我们不值得的是我们不是我们应得的那我们还有什么立场说其他人哎呀这个人啊不值得被圣灵充满这个人不值得得救。
The Holy Spirit is freely given to whoever God's will. It's not about who we want to have it.
所以神的灵是依照他的意思来充满个人，而不是按照我们的意思。
And we're living in this time period where the Holy Spirit is pouring out to all people.
而我们在这一个末后的时代，神的灵浇灌在所有他的百姓身上。
So we all have the ability to receive the Holy Spirit. We all have the ability to receive the Holy Spirit.
而我们都可以领受圣灵。
It's really just about who really actually want to receive it.
而是我们的心是否愿意敞开，是否愿意顺服。
Besides, in the story, it didn't really matter if Eldad and Medad did prophesy because all of them stopped.
而且其实你看这个故事，他的伊利达还有米达，他们受感说预言很好，但是他们最后终究都每个都停止了。
It's a strange comment because in verse 23, it really does say it ceases.
因为这很有意思，他说到在这第二十三节里面的时候，他的确他就说，他们停止了，他们二十五节，他说他们以后却没有再说。
Because in a lot of the traditional commentaries, it argues that they kept going, or it was just one day.
有一些比较传统的解经，他说他们继续之后还有发预言，或者说他们至少持续了一天。
Because a lot of the translations use the King James, and King James translates it into, and they continued.
所以因为有一些翻译上面，在英文圣经里面，特别是 King James 的这个比较传统的版本里面，它翻译上面是说它还有继续后来还有继续的。
Because the wording in Hebrew is actually very confusing, it can go both ways.
因为原文里面的希伯来文里面，这个字可能当时停止不再说，或是他只是暂时停止，都有可能。
But according to the Jewish commentaries, the Mishnah, especially the Sefer, it says literally that the rabbinic tradition believes that they stopped.
但是根据弥西拿这一本犹太教里面他们的经典，他们的解经是说，他们从那个时候停止之后，以后就没有再说了。
So it begs the question, why did he stop prophesying?
所以我们的问题是，他为什么后来不再受感说话
？So in the New Testament, we hear the comments from Paul.
那在新约里面的时候，我们知道使徒保罗
，like in Thessalonians, it says don't quench the Holy Spirit.
在帖撒罗尼迦书里面，他说不要消灭圣灵的感动。
He encourages his disciple Timothy to don't forget to keep the fire going in the gifts.
在他也鼓励提摩太这一个年轻的牧者说不要要让你的这一个恩赐这像火一样被点燃起来。
So if I can make a guess through my sanctified imagination, they got a taste, but they didn't want to keep tasting it.
所以用我自己的想法来猜啊，他们可能一刚开始。尝到了主恩还有这个圣灵的这一个滋味，但是之后却没有再持续这样子的渴慕。
It's interesting for me to say that because a lot of times I think we think it's like Psalm 34, right? Taste and see the Lord's good.
所以很多时候我们觉得是像诗篇三十四章一样，你要尝尝主恩的美善。
But I think we don't realize is as we're asking God for more, sometimes He's asking us for more.
但是我们没有我们常常忘记的是说，当我们跟神说哎呀我要多多尝尝主恩的美善的时候，我们也要知道神也对我们的要求也有要求更多。
I think many of us, we're empowered by the Spirit, but we leak a lot, don't we?
所以很多时候我们被圣灵充满，但是我们也有很多漏洞和破口就这样流出去了。
So why does that happen?
为什么会有这样的事情发生
？So I'm going to give you guys a few things from observation of my upbringing.
所以我想要跟大家分享，是从我从小到大我所观察到的。
The first idea is simple. We are empowered by the Holy Spirit and let it go over our heads.
第一个原因可能是我们被圣灵充满了以后，结果事实上我们就没有再多想，然后它就过去了。
You know, we talk about it, we brag about it, but we're not really grateful for it.
我们可能会谈论这样子的经历，或是我们可能夸口这样子的经历，但是我们之后，我们可能就没有再持续。
It somehow becomes a way to kind of promote ourselves.
但是让这一个属灵的经历，好像变成我们一个自夸的底气，好像变成一个我们用来自夸的这个工具。
So why does it happen only once for them?
所以为什么他们只 受感受化一次。
Because they ate up all of that for themselves.
因为他们自己把这个收为己用，成为他们自己的。
You guys remember that story when Jesus sent out disciples to do his work?
你记不记得耶稣基督送出七十多个门徒要去做神的工作
？Remember when the disciples came back, they were saying like, "Lord, look what all the stuff that happened."
当这门徒回来的时候，他们很高兴，他说：“哎呀，我们做了这么多很棒的这些神迹奇事啊！”
Then remember what Jesus said? He said, "I saw Satan fall like lightning."
你知道耶稣基督讲了一个很有趣的话，他说：“我看到撒旦如同闪电从天被打下。”
I like to interpret that as so what.
所以我想耶稣基督说的是说那又怎么样呢
？Because he says your focus should be that your name is in heaven.
因为我们所应该要高兴的，应该的重点应该是我们的名字写在那天上的那本书上。
I learned the hard way from experience. You have to be cautious about praising people about their spiritual giftings.
我学习到就是说，当我们鼓励其他的人他在属灵上面的恩赐的时候
Because for some reason I notice a pattern. Many hear these words of encouraging words, but it gets into their heads.
有的时候我们要鼓励他，然后要夸奖他。有时候这些人他听到了以后，可能就冲昏头了。
And they start to act not in through the spirit, but they start to act by their own human abilities because these are functional giftings.
到后来，可能这个人他所表现出来的，他所发挥出来，已经不是从属灵来的恩赐，而是从他自己来的能力。
Yeah, so there is no anointing on that, and we tend to forget that all this empowering work of it comes from the Holy Spirit.
而这样子的恩赐，还有才能，还有能力，久而久之，我们就忘记是从神来的，我们以为是从自己来的，而就失去了神的恩膏。
Unfortunately, I think sometimes if we are in a dry spiritual climate, sadly, people won't know the difference.
很不幸的是，有的时候我们如果不是在一个非常讲圣灵或是在圣灵充满的环境，可能人也分不出来了。
This is how revivals in the past tarry. Someone claims that they started it, and then they argue, and then it fades.
所以让我们看到过去的有很多这些所谓的大复兴，然后当有人出来说：“哎呀，这个大复兴是从我开始的。”哎，这个大复兴就要结束了。
So we see that as many begin to claim it for themselves and pump themselves up, we don't remain in the spirit anymore.
所以当我们觉得就是说这个很棒的这一个属灵的经历是因为我能够让它发生的时候，其实那个时候就是我们掉下来的时候。
Another one I experienced throughout growing up. I grew up in a non-charismatic church background.
另外一个是我从小生长的，不是这个讲灵恩或是讲圣灵的一个教会的环境。
And I always remember hearing the statement growing up: salvation is free, but if you want more, it's going to cost you.
所以我常常从小到大听到的是说，哦，救恩是免费的，但是如果你要更多的话，那你就必须付上代价。
And I never really understood it when I was younger, and I just assumed that meant you just got to work harder on your own effort.
那我从小到大其实我没有听懂这是什么意思，我只是觉得说，哦，那就是我要多多努力的意思啊。
But it was when I was finally filled the Holy Spirit is when I realized what that statement really meant.
可是当我被圣灵充满的时候，我终于了解那个是什么意思。
It's not about my performance.It's all about Jesus' performance.
它不是因为我的成就，不是因为我的功，而是因为耶稣基督的功，还有他所做的。
So if I want to be used by him and go after the kingdom, I'm going to have to make some room for him.
所以如果我要借着如果我要被圣灵充满，如果我要为耶稣基督大发热心的话，那我是需要在我的生命当中给耶稣基督留位置的。
I'll give you guys a story about this.
我给大家一个故事。
Example. When I first came to GCC, Lily and I, we didn't have kids, or yet almost, and we lived in this really tiny room.
所以当我刚开始在恩光教会的时候，刚来恩光教会的时候，我跟江牧师跟江师母，他们那时候还没有他们第一个孩子，他们住在一个很小的地方。
Yeah. And so we didn't have a lot of stuff.
他们那时候没有很多东西。
And we made do.
所以他们就活得也很 OK。
But of course, when we had our second kid, we realized we needed a bigger space.
可是当他们有两个孩子的时候，他们就发现他们需要更多的家，需要更多的空间。
And when we moved to this big space, we're like, wow, we have so much room.
所以当他们搬到这一个比较大的空间的时候，就觉得哇，我们好多地方可以放东西啊。
And there's so much things to fill.
哇，这是很多很多东很多地方都可以装我们的东西。
And unfortunately, it was during COVID-19.
可是那个时候刚好这个新冠的这个疫情开始。
And so my wife had a lot of time.
所以我老婆有很多的时间啊。
And so she bought everything and filled up our entire house.
他买了很多东西，我们的家就可以被装满，这样。
But it came to a point where we don't have any room anymore.
所以到后来我们发现，哎呀，我们家什么地方都没有了，没有空间了。
So then when we finally need actual things that we actually need in the house.
所以当我们真的需要一个东西，我们真的需要买这个东西放在我们家的时候。
We realize we're in a pickle.
我们发现我糟糕哎。
Because we tried our best, maybe we could squeeze in this wall here.
所以我们真的是非常想办法，就是哎，也许我们这个墙这个边放再挤一个。
But you realize you're gonna have to take a big piece of furniture for the thing that we actually need.
可是后来他就发现说，我们需要把一个大的家具给弄出去，不然的话我们实在是装不下。
Yeah, it was painful.
所以是非常痛苦。
But we needed it for that space.
但是我们实在是需要这个空间。
And now I forgot what that item was that we threw away.
我都已经忘记我们丢掉的那个家具到底是什么了。
Sometimes if we want to be filled more of the Holy Spirit, we need to make room.
所以有时候我们的生命也是这个样子，被挤得到处都是，然后我们还说我们要被圣灵充满，我们需要有空间呐。
The Spirit wants to dwell within us, but the problem is, I think He wants to fill us completely, but we choose not to let Him in because we don't have that room.
所以圣灵想要住在我们的里面，然后要充满我们，但是其实我们里面根本没有地方给神待。
Unless we begin to start to throw out some stuff in our lives.
除非我们愿意将我们生命当中那些不应该在那儿的能够除去。
Yeah. The problem is, I think a lot of times we choose and pick what to throw out.
但是很多的时候问题是我们自己在这个生命当中选择，哎呀，这个我可以丢，那个我不能丢啊，这个可以丢，那个不能丢。
And the Holy Spirit will fill what we're willing to give Him.
但是
And the Holy Spirit will fill what we allow Him to fill.
但是神会充满我们是也是要看我们的意愿，还有我们愿不愿意。
So we're okay with letting the Holy Spirit fill us until it looks good.
所以很多时候我们觉得说啊，这神啊，你来充满我，我们只要充满到那个我们表现出来还挺好，这样就够了，其他就不要再多了。
But when the Holy Spirit is asking for more room in your heart and soul, it gets hard.
但是当神要在我们心中更多有更多的地位的时候，我们就拒绝，我们就说不要，这太多。
Yeah, we say no, just like the rich young ruler, sell everything. No, I'm not doing that.
我们就像这个富有的年轻人，我们就说，哎呀。这个我做到这里就可以了，这个再多了我不要，不可以。
And the elders, they stopped because it was too much to sustain even a little piece of what Moses had in him.
而这一些长老也是一样，他们停止了，因为这再过多他们觉得，哎，这太多了。
Yeah. And so when the kids came and tattletaled on Eldad and Medad, Joshua got offended, didn't he?
所以当少年人过来打这个伊利达还有米达的小报告的时候，约书亚不开心了。
And he told Moses, Moses, stop them, stop them, stop.
所以他就跟摩西讲说，摩西你赶快停止他们，让他赶快停止停止。
And then Moses asked Joshua, are you jealous for me?
所以摩西就问了约书亚说，你是为我感到嫉妒吗？
Instead, he shared this powerful prayer that he's praying for. Oh, okay. Instead, he's sharing this powerful prayer.For us, even in this future, that is a prayer that waiting to answer even today.
所以摩西到后来他说了一个祷告，他说唯愿耶和华的百姓都受感说话，愿耶和华把他灵降在他们的身上。
Yeah, so yeah, he prayed that the Lord's people were prophets, that the Lord would put his spirit on them.
所以摩西愿意的是每一个神的百姓都成为那一个先知，都能够受感说话。
Yeah, because if everyone would be filled like Moses, Moses' job would be so much easier.
如果每一个人都像摩西一样被神充满的话，那摩西的工作就大大减轻了。
You could delegate.
你都可以分出去了。
But they couldn't handle it.
但是这一些人没有办法承受这样子。
And Moses had to accept that this was his destiny. He was the sole leader of the people in that season.
所以在这一个季节当中，这个神带领的季节当中，摩西就是那个唯一的带领者。
As a pastor working for a long time in younger generation, I understand Moses' feeling.
所以成为一个牧师，在这个他在他的牧养工作当中，牧养很多的年轻人，张牧师非常能够理解他的感受。
Because as a youth pastor or a young adult minister, you have to carry so much of the load of leadership.
因为成为一个年轻的牧者，还有牧养年轻的一代，这个带领者需要承受很大的这个担子。
And you're praying that one day your people will lead with you.
And 然后你盼望的是，你求神的是，这一些你所带的同工，有一天可以跟你一同带领。
That they will be empowered by the Holy Spirit, and they're going to help carry the weight of this ministry.
而这一些年轻人能够也被神的圣灵充满，然后能够一起同负这一个事工的重担。
But as this young generation transitions from one season after another, from as student, to graduate school to careers, they change a lot.
但是这一个年轻的事工，当这一群年轻人从这个学生到大学，然后到找工作，他们变化非常的大。
Yeah, and then they're wrestling with their worth, their identity.
他们也一直在寻找自我的认同，还有自我的定位。
So a lot of times they give up because carrying on this weight and burden becomes too hard.
很多时候，很多人就放弃了。因为要承担这样子的重担，其实太多。
And you just learn as a minister just to accept this reality.
所以，身为一个牧者，有时候我们必须要面对，然后要接受这样子的状况。
And I intercede just like Moses did every day that one day his spirit will be poured on his people, and they will remain in him.
而摩西这样子祷告也成为我的祷告，我盼望。耶和华的灵能够充满每一位神的百姓。
Guess what? We're living in this period of the end times. The Spirit is here.
你知道我们在生活在这个末后时代，圣灵就在我们当中。
All people should or will prophesy, right?
而每一个人应当都能够受感，应当都能够说预言，受感说话。
Why don't we?
而为什么没有呢？
When you think about great experiences, this is what the story is often talking about, how we talk about great experiences of God.
所以很多时候我们在这里我们看到的是一个属灵经历，而我们常常也谈论我们自己经历神的经历。
Because just like these seven elders, like we go to a gathering of some sort.
所以就像这七十个长老一样，我们就去一个聚会。
You know, or we go to like a retreat like this, or a teaching, or a conference, and we get sprinkled with the Holy Spirit, right?
那我们常常去参加一些特会啊，或者退休会啊，或者这些聚会啊，然后我们觉得那个圣灵好像那个水这样子洒在我们身上。
Yeah, we keep talking about that moment, that experience, and they remember it because it was awesome, right?
那我们常常会提这样子的经历，因为这是非常奇妙、很棒的经历。
Of course, it was awesome. God showed up.
当然很棒啊，因为神出现了，我们真的能够面对神啊。
For some reason afterwards, it doesn't last.
但是到后来，我们回家了以后，好像就停止了，好像就没了。
You know, we have that feeling for a few days, a few weeks, even maybe a few months.
我们可能一下被充满一下，我们可以支撑几天啊，几个礼拜，一个月。
Some of us even lose that feeling when we go outside the door.
有时候我们甚至已经一出门就没了。
I remember like there were some worship services where the Holy Spirit fell mightily and powerfully in the room.
我记得有一些我们的敬拜，圣灵大大的降临在我们的当中。
And you feel the people surrendered and giving their life a piece of their life back to the Lord.
所以你看到你当时亲眼看到这些弟兄姐妹在神的面前，他们屈膝，他们愿意顺服，他们愿意献上他们的生命。
And then afterwards, when I give after the benediction,
可是当我们祝祷之后
，And then they gather and they start talking with each other.
然后当他们之后聚在一起讲话。
Of course, we make it churchy, so we call it fellowship, right?
所以我们就说这个是肢体交通吗
？But all their unloading is their unsanctified life.Like as if any of their surrender didn't matter.
可是当他们所交谈的全部都是他们这个世俗的生活，还有他们自己的老我的时候，你就发现，那之前的这件事情好像没有发生一样。
It's almost as if all of this was show and lip service.
所以有时候我们这好像是只是一个表面的工作，或是只是嘴巴说说而已。
I think in the story of Moses, don't forget in the story of Moses, like right after his siblings started fighting with him.
所以你记得在这个摩西的故事当中，这之后他的弟兄姐妹开始跟他有争执，还有就冲突。
It can't just be one experience and that's it.
我们这样子的属灵经历不能够只有一次。
We have to remain in the spirit.
我们必须要持续的被圣灵充满。
I've been hanging out with a bunch of Chinese youth pastors recently, and I remember the story that we laughed about.
我们最近常常跟一群年轻的华人牧师在一起，然后他们分享一些故事，我们一起觉得很好笑。
For some reason, we all have these stories where a new parent comes. They came from like a bigger church, and then they're looking for a new church.
我们通常都是在会中当中有新的家庭加入，然后这个家庭他是新来的，他从一个更大的教会来，然后他有小孩子。
And they'll come and they'll promote their kids, right?
然后他们来了以后觉得，哎呀，我的孩子真棒。
And they're like, oh, my kid is special, not like the other kids.
他说我的小朋友，我的孩子就是最特别的，他跟别的孩子都不一样。
Because they're filled with the Holy Spirit.
因为他们被圣灵充满了。
And then we'll be like, oh, wow, that's great, okay.
然后我们就觉得，太棒了，真的我们很期待可以看到。
And then he shows up.
然后结果孩子就到了。
They're terrible.
他们好皮啊。
I'm sorry, they're just terrible.
就是很难搞的孩子。
Because, yes, it was a one-time experience, and as a parent, I get it. When your kid experiences the Spirit, it's amazing.
是我可以理解，当你的孩子经历到圣灵被圣灵充满的时候，那是真的很棒。
But what's the use of being filled with the Holy Spirit if we're just going to leak because we refuse to give Him more room in our everyday life?
而但是如果你被圣灵充满，然后只是到一个程度，然后因为我们不愿意我们生命当中更多的被神充满，更多的留位置给神的话，那就没有什么用。
What God is waiting for is His people to receive His Spirit.Remain in Him. In order for that to happen, we have to make room in our heart.
所以神盼望的是能够充满我们，并且圣灵住在我们的里面，而我们需要给神更多的位置。
Because it doesn't matter how many conferences, retreats, workshops, even go to seminary. If that's our way of getting filled all the time, then we're just spiritual junkies.
如果你需要你需要靠着去参加特会、退休会，或是甚至去读神学院，来得到你的圣灵充满的话，那我们好像就好像这个上瘾的人一样啊，一直跑这些东西。
Yeah, we're just looking for the next spiritual hit.
我们只是想要下一个属灵的经历。
But just like every addict, the next hit got to be bigger than the last.
可是就像这些上瘾的人，你每一次去有这个药物的时候，你就每一次想要更强烈，更强烈。
Friends, just make room and say yes to God's conviction. No more of this or no more of that in your life that you knew that you're meant to give away.
可是弟兄姐妹，这个不是一个方法。真正的方法是将我们的生命倒空，愿意神在我们的生命当中做主掌王权，生命能够得改变。
I want to share with you two stories to close.
我最后跟大家分享两个故事。
Because if you really want to know how it really looks like to remain in the spirit, I'll give you these stories.
如果你想要知道这活在这个圣灵的当中是什么样的话，我给你两个例子。
So in my last year during seminary, I remember one chapel revival happened in our seminary.
我记得在我神学院的最后一年的时候，我们有一个一起的祷告。
I call it a revival because the Holy Spirit fell powerfully that day.
而在那一个祷告的敬拜当中，我们中间有一个大复兴，而圣灵大大的降临。
Because it fell in the lives of not just the students, the faculty, to the point where our dean recognized and saw it, that he canceled class for the rest of the day.
所以那一天，所有无论是学生还是教会啊，不，还是神学院的职工，还有教授，全部都圣灵充满，一直到其实校长都知道，觉得那天就不用上课啊。
Because who's a better teacher than the Holy Spirit?
因为没有比圣灵更好的老师，所以不用上。
And I talk about this as a revival because as I meet with my classmates, we still talk about it today and the changes and effects that it had because of that one day.
而当我跟我以前的同学聚在一起的时候，我们常常在说这提起到之前的这一个大复兴，而这个大复兴对我们现在生命的影响。
Because when that spirit fell, everybody in that room responded powerfully.
而因为当时圣灵降临的时候，每一个在场的人都有非常大的对神的回应。
Yeah, Don't forget, we're seminary students. We're supposed to be good at this already.
不要忘记我们是神学院学生哦，所以我们应该很会，你知道吗？
But we had prayer ministry going on in one corner.
所以我们这边有这个祷告的，很多人在一起祷告。
People were being set free and delivered on another corner.
然后另外一边有这个赶鬼被释放的。
And then people over here being healed.
然后在这边被医治的。
And deep confessions were coming out.
然后我们看到很多这个认罪悔改。
Ugly confession, and they're seminary students.
这非常深的认罪悔改，都非常丑陋的这些脏东西哦，都愿意说出来悔改。
Yeah, we're seminary students about to graduate, and we had this stuff in our heart.
而我们是神学生哦，神学生都要毕业了，而这些是我们这压箱的这些脏东西啊。
And I remember seeing one of my friends in the front row in the chapel.
我记得那个时候跟我的同学在第一排。
And I saw him praying really fervently.
我看到我同学他很努力很认真的祷告。
He was praying with tears and he was praying Korean and he was just saying, yes, Lord, Neju, yeah, Neju.
所以他一直流着泪然后他也是说哦是的主是我愿意 Neju 我也不知道什么。
So I went to pray over him and to see for him.
所以我就为他祷告。
We went to seminary, we started seminary together.
我们一起上这个神学院的。
And we had to wrestle with a lot of soul issues in our heart.
我跟他一起都有很多的这个交通，我们心里我们生命的问题。
Yeah, we're both so insecure, lacked confidence.
我们两个都很没有安全感，都很没有自信啊。
Yeah, we're working through it throughout the years in seminary.
而在神学院的这些年，我们都一起成长。
And I remember before we were graduating, he shared with me that his senior pastor in his church was retiring.
当我们快要毕业的时候他跟我分享说他的教会的这一个主任牧师要退休了。
It was not a small church, it was a pretty big church in Manhattan.
是一个在曼哈顿蛮大的教会。
And knowing his place in development, he felt inadequate. He says, I'm not ready for this.
所以可是他知道他自己的状况所以他还是觉得说哎呀不行啊我不能做这个。
And so he was asking me to pray with him so that God would give him what he needs so that he can be ready.
所以他要像牧师跟他一起祷告让他可以被装备他能够准备好能接这个位置。
And so breakthrough happened that day for him.
所以那一天他有了一个突破。
And I went to him, he was in tears, he was a wreck.
所以当我看到他的时候他那时候已经哭得倒在地上。
And you know the Holy Spirit is ministering to him.You knew the Holy Spirit was ministering to him.
你知道那个时候圣灵在他身上工作。
Because he was crying so fervently, snot was hanging out of his nose.
因为他真的是很哭啊，他的鼻涕都流在地上了。
And I was trying to pray for him.
我试着跟他给他祷告。
But because he's Koreans, and Koreans like to rock when they pray.
你知道吗？那个韩国人他们祷告的时候需要摇，你知道。
And so the snot was swinging back, and I had to avoid it every time I prayed for him.
他的那个鼻涕就是这样，也是在摇，我必须要这个鼻涕不要碰到我。
And so I just prayed for him.
所以我就在那边为他祷告。
And eventually the tears stopped, he calmed down.
慢慢的他开始就停止哭泣。
And then he stared at me and he says, Brother, the Holy Spirit spoke to me.
所以他后来跟我说，他说，弟兄，圣灵跟我说话。
He said, I have to confess something.
他说我需要认罪。
He said, I haven't shared something like this. I haven't shared this before to anybody.
从来没有跟任何人讲过。
You know, that's a level of shame in there.
你知道这个，因为我有很大的这一个羞辱的感。
He said, when I was younger in Korea, I had a girlfriend.
他说，我在年轻的时候，我在韩国有一个女朋友。
I got her pregnant.
我让她怀孕了。
And then I ran away and I came to America.
然后我就跑走了，到了美国。
He said, no one knows about this.
他说没有人知道这件事情。
And the Holy Spirit is telling me that I need to tell my wife that I have a son in Korea.
他说圣灵告诉我说我需要告诉我的太太我在韩国有一个儿子。
And I was like, are you going to do it?
然后我就说你真的要做吗？
Of course he did it.
所以他真的做了。
He said yes to the Lord.
因为他跟神说
He's asking more for God.He's asking more for God to fill this destiny that he has.
因为他跟神要更多，所以他能够走上这个神呼召他的道路，所以他也得给。
How can we remain in spirit when God is telling us, if you want to remain in me, the stuff you have to let go?
所以他如何要保持圣灵对他充满，还有工作？如果他不愿意放掉，还有这些认罪，他不愿意清掉这些东西的话。
I spoke to him recently.
所以我最近才跟他说到话。
He's doing really well.
他做得很好。
He's still pastoring that church for the past 7 years.
他在过去七年当中都在那个教会当中牧会。
When I met him, he had two kids.
当我遇到他的时候，他有两个孩子。
Now he beat me, he has four.
他现在有四个。
So you know there was reconciliation between the marriage.
所以你知道在他的婚姻当中也有一个和好的工作。
When God, when you want more, when you want to stay in the Spirit.
当你跟神要的更多，你要保持在这个圣灵的充满当中。
You have to make room.
你也需要把自己倒空。
The prayer of Moses is still relevant for us today.
所以摩西的这个祷告对我们当现今仍旧有效。
As we impacted the prophet Joel spoke about that, it's going to happen.
我们看到约珥书已经预言这个会发生。
And Peter affirmed it, that the at Pentecost, that God is waiting for all people's sons and daughters to prophesy.
而彼得也在五旬节的时候说用了这个约珥书上面说这个儿女要说预言。
This is a sign of time that people will hear from God.
所以这个时间是神的百姓可以听到神声音的时候。
Each and every one of us have a direct channel to God.
我们每一个人都有一个跟神直通的这个线。
If we're going to be people that will handle this end time, we need the Holy Spirit.
如果我们要成为神的百姓，能够在这个末世当中站立得住的话，我们需要圣灵的工作。
And we have to remain in Him no matter what.
而且我们必须要保持在这个圣灵充满当中。
And I know this last story was weighty.
我知道这最后一个故事有一点沉重。
And if that's you, I pray that you would address it, that confession, handle it.
如果你觉得被感动的话，我求主能够感动你，像他一样，也倒空，也认罪。
I'll share you a lighter story.
我给你分享一个比较没有那么沉重的故事。
Because you know, a lot of times the Spirit is actually speaking, it's that pounding in your heart.
你知道，有时候神在对我们说话，是好像我们心中这个灵被挑起来。
And perhaps sometimes it's that nudge of the Holy Spirit for us to take a leap of faith.
有的时候可能是神感动你，需要跨出那信心的一步。
And I learned to discern this one time when I was on the subway.
所以我有一次学习到这个是我在地铁的时候。
Yeah, I was coming home one evening and I got the nudge from the Holy Spirit on the train platform.
我有一次在回家的时候，我在这个地铁站上，我觉得圣灵感动我。
And as my heart started to beat, I was like, God, what's going on?
我感受到这个圣灵感动我，让我很激动，我就觉得神啊，这要我做什么？
And so as I got on the train to go home, you know, being a good New Yorker, you have situational awareness. You look everywhere.
所以当我要回家的时候，我到了火车上面，我到地铁上面，然后你知道这个纽约人必须要眼观四方这样子。
And I remember darting my eyes, and I saw this young lady around my age, like highlighted.
所以当我在眼观四方的时候，看到有一个年轻的女孩子，她大概跟我差不多年纪，她在那边，然后我知道好像神让我看到她。
And I felt the Spirit say, go talk to her.
我觉得圣灵跟我说，你跟她说话。
And I remember I was like, no, God.
So, 我记得我那时候跟他说，不要，我不要神，我不要。
You know, I work with a lot of young women, and they tell me like one of the worst experiences they have is being harassed as they're traveling.
因为我认识很多这个年轻的女孩子，她们都跟她说，她们都很讨厌这个被搭讪呐。
Yeah, so I don't want to be a pervert and ruin this poor girl's day.
他说这个我过去跟他讲话，这是让他今天都会过得很糟糕啊，他觉得好像被骚扰了。
So I remember I was like, nah, like out loud, not recognizing, but luckily we're New Yorkers, so no one really cares.
所以我那个时候真的是当场就说，妈，不要不要那，然后但是没有关系，没有人也理我这样子，因为我们是纽约人。
And I remember I started profiling.
所以我就看。
I started profiling. I started seeing she was Asian.And so I was like, God, she's going to get off at the next stop in Elmhurst, so I'm just going to hold back. And then when she leaves, I'm just like, oh, sorry, God, I missed my moment.
所以我就心里面已经想好了，我已经计划好了，因为她是一个东方人女性啊，所以我想说，如果我就跟，所以她可能下一站就下车了，我就可以跟神说，没关系，她下车了，不是我的问题啊。
But then she stayed.
但是她没下车。
And so I was mustering up the courage, like, okay, God, you're really making me do this, aren't you?
所以我就必须要鼓起勇气，然后跟神说，哎呀，主啊，你真的要我做这事啊。
I think I made it worse because I was just walking around darting.
所以我就只好在那边走来走去，晃来晃去。
But luckily we're New Yorkers, so we have no situation awareness.
所以没有关系，因为纽约都没有人在看你的，你知道。
So I finally got bold enough to go to her.
这终于有勇气去 跟这个女孩子说话。
Unfortunately, we're coming to a station.
可是我们已经快到站了。
So when I walked towards her and she saw me, when the doors opened, she darted out.
所以等到我快要走到她的时候，然后她看到这个门开了，她就冲出去。
And as the doors closed, I was like, man, God, why did you put me in this mess? I know I screwed up, I should have talked, but why?
所以当我看到这个门关的时候，我跟神说：“哎呀，主啊，你为什么让我经历这个呢？这真糟糕啊！”
I remember the Spirit was telling me, I wanted to know if you really go when I asked you to go, that you would go even if it's uncomfortable for you.
我记得那时候圣灵跟我说的是说，我要看看你能不能够真的听我的话去跟他说话。
Because this is the way that I'll work through you.
就算是你觉得不舒服，就算是你不敢的时候，你能不能顺服？而这个是我在你身上要带领你做的工作。
Because that Sunday in church, in that church that I was in, we had one young lady. She was diagnosed with ovarian cancer very suddenly.
所以在那个主日的时候，在我当时的教会，其中有一个女孩子，她被诊断出什么
ovarian cancer。
Oh, okay. 好像是子宫癌。
It was a very aggressive stage too.
她大概是已经到第二期了。
Yeah, she told us like last minute because she had the next day on Monday she would have to get surgery.
因为到在下个礼拜一她就要做手术，好像卵巢癌是。
And so as a good church, we hear something like that, we go, you know, oh, let's pray.
所以当我们是很好的基督徒，所以我们听到这个，我们就说，哎，我们一起祷告。
And so I remember our young adult, we were praying for her.
所以我们记得我们的年轻人都在为她祷告。
But we don't know how to pray.
可是我们不知道怎么祷告。
And so she was just sitting there, and the pastor was up here, and we're all supposed to pray.
所以她就坐那儿，然后牧师站这儿，然后我们应该要祷告。
Korean church, so we said Jesus three times, 就要 and then we go, blah, 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 blah.
天啊！所以因为这是韩国教会，你知道吗？然后他们还要喊三次耶稣基督名，应该是耶稣基督吧？然后还有不是
？And I remember I was trying to pray, but then I looked in the room and some like this, I felt the Spirit tugging at me.
但是我们试着要祷告，然后看到这个堂里面的人，然后圣灵在我心中说话。
Because I was looking at this is kind of like remember the prophets of Baal like they were just like screaming at God for something.
And 我就觉得就说，哎，你记不记得在圣经里面有那个巴兰啊？然后就好像这个大声的这个对神喊啊。
Yeah. So I just sense God saying, "Come away with me."
我就觉得神好像跟我说，你跟随我。
So I don't know why, but I was obedient. So I went out to the parking lot and I was walking around and said, "Lord, I'm here."
所以神带领我到了这个停车场，然后我说，好，神，我在这里，我做什么？
And I was like, Lord, your servant's here, so what are you asking from me? And he shared, I want you to go and pray for her. Actually pray for her.
所以我感受到圣灵对我说，我要你去为这个女孩子祷告，而且是真的为她祷告。
I was wrestling in the parking lot. I was like, I'm not doing it.
所以我在这个停车场，我跟神争执说，我不想去，我不要去。
I was saying it out loud because I thought I was alone.
然后而且我是说出来的，因为我觉得我是一个人。
But the Korean choir finished their practice and they're coming out, seeing me walking around, saying no. Come on.
所以这可是当时是因为那个韩国教会的这个敬拜团刚好停止练习，他们走出来，所以他们就一群人出来，就看到我在这边自己跟自己说话，说 no， 不可以，不可以，不可以，然后走来走去。
Luckily, we're in New York, so they didn't care.
可是我们在纽约，所以没有人注意到。
It was the reason why is because I was wrestling with a season of healing because I lost a friend and we really prayed hard for healing.
因为我在那个时候，我之前曾经为一个朋友祷告，然后但是那个朋友还是过世了。
But I had to be obedient and say, "Okay, Lord, I'll go pray for her."
所以到最后，我还是愿意顺服。我说好神，我愿意去为他祷告。
And so I went to Lily and I was like, "Lily, I need you to come with me. We're going to pray for her."
所以我去跟 Lily 说，然后跟 Lily 说，我们需要去为这个女孩子祷告。
And so I went to her and I said, "I just feel moved to pray for you."
所以我跟她说，我觉得圣灵带领我要为你祷告。
And we laid hands on her.
然后我们按手在她身上。
And the next day, they found out in the pre-op surgery that she was cancer-free.
而到第二天，他们再去做检查的时候，发现这个女孩子已经没有任何癌细胞了。
But imagine if I kept saying no.
可是如果你想象我一直拒绝神。
When the Spirit is telling us to go.
当圣灵感动我要去的时候。
Friends, it's cosmic treason to possess the keys to the kingdom and not use them.
You speak too fast.
Friends, it's cosmic treason to possess the keys to the kingdom, these giftings for the body, and not use them.
Okay. 就是说，你知道你手中握着一个钥匙，这个钥匙能够坚固耶稣基督的肢体，但是你却不用，这个是对神的一个背叛。
So church, remain in the spirit.
所以神的教会，我们真的是必须要顺服。
Whatever it takes.
不管是你需要付上什么代价。
As people facing the end times today.
当我们成为这一个在这个末世时代的人。
Be filled with the Holy Spirit.
愿我们被神的灵充满。
Because this is the only way that we will endure this time.
因为这是我们唯一能够在这个时代站立得住的方式。
Because we cannot do it on our own.
因为我们不能够靠自己的力量。
Let us pray.
来，我们一起祷告。
Gracious Father, we gather before you.
信实的天父，我们在你的面前。
Lord, we pray that we'll be people that remain in you.
主啊，我祷告，我们愿每一位神的百姓都在主你的灵。
Lord, we don't need constant experiences.
主啊，我们不需要这每一直有这样子的属灵经历。
We just say yes to you.
但是我们需要说，主啊，我愿意。
Regardless if it's deep confession that we have to bring into light.
不管我们是不是需要的是认罪还有祷告
Change of habits
还是我们要改变我们的坏习惯
Or the movement to be bold
或是让我们更加的勇敢
When you call, we go
当你说了我们就愿意去
In order that we'll be people that remain in your spirit
这样子我们才能成为那一群子民能够存在在你的圣灵的当中
May we be that kind of people of God
我们盼望我们能够每一个都被圣灵充满。
So in Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹，请我们请我们站起来，一起刚才江牧师所说的，让我们真的在神的面前寻求说主啊，我需要你。I think it is time for us to be ready and to respond to the challenge that Pastor Kong just said. Please say, Lord, I need you. Please come. 我们一起来唱这首诗歌。
心灵，请你来。
感谢你，愿你的爱、你的恩典就在我们当中成就奇妙的事。所以我们感谢主，我们今天有九位要在你面前受洗，愿主你的爱借着我们今天在这里所举行的，求主帮助他们要永远属于耶稣基督。Lord, we thank you for this time that we have these nine people who want to confess this, their faith before you. And Lord, just pray that you bless each one of them. And through today, they become Christians. And that them always belong to you from now on forevermore. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. 奉耶稣基督圣名祷告。Amen. 请坐, please be seated.